Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Most of us have been falsely accused. I know I have. But when I read the false accusations against the Apostle Paul, well, there's no comparison. For example, when he was ministering in Corinth, false prophets actually accused him of being a false apostle. And one of their tactics was to say that he had no official letters to verify his apostleship. Well, this, of course, was just a way of undermining his very important calling from Jesus Christ himself. And I love Paul's response.
Are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some, letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are Christ's letter, delivered by us, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
In our culture today, there's certainly nothing wrong with having letters of recommendation. We often need them. But one of the greatest letters is the way we've impacted others. With our lives, as parents with our families, as pastors with our churches, as employees in the workplace, and as families with our neighbors. They become our letters of recommendation, known and read by everyone. So here's the principle to live by. We are to evaluate our impact on others by the Christ-like changes that take place in people's lives. And this leads to this personal question. What do people see and read when they observe the way I impact others?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.